All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get off to some headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Dolphins, of course, getting ready for the Buffalo Bills coming up this Sunday. I got to be honest with you. I saw yesterday, I don't know if it's changed, but they were only 6-point dogs. For some reason, I thought this was going to be a much bigger spread.
Hey, I think a lot of the spreads are crazy. The Jets are favoring one point over the Texans.
Two, actually, right now.
Oh, because Diggs is now out.
Diggs is out. I don't know.
What kind of cuckoo is going on right
Thursday
now?
Thursday night football, quick turnaround. They got to travel.
I don't care. And I'm shocked that the Bills are only a 6-point. That is because
I thought it was going to be like not double digits, but it was going to teeter there. I thought it was going to be like 8-9.
I thought it would be over a touchdown, like 7.5 maybe.
Yeah, I thought they were going to, you know, it's just, man.
Maybe they, you know what? They liked what they saw probably with Tua in his first game back. And
yeah, I liked a lot of what I saw from Tua. I liked a lot from what I saw from Tua, too. It's like, this is one of the things that's been unfortunate about this Dolphin season. It's frustrating to watch it play out the way that it has because, you know, because nobody wants to hear this about the team. Because you're 2-5, F it. Like, who wants to hear about, oh, we were kind of close. Oh, we were the, because you could go back and you could be like, yeah, but you were kind of close to losing to the Patriots and Jags, too. You could literally be 0-7, which is a fair thing. The majority of their games have been coin flips. But this was just like coming out of the Colts, the Patriots and Colts games. You're like, yeah, I kind of like how the run game. They were trying to do this on the broadcast the entire time. Like, well, the Dolphins are actually, you know, better positioned. And you see how they've been running the football, which has been really, really effective. Now you add Tua to the fold and you're like, man, like there's elements to them that you have to be liking what they're finding every single game. But the thing that has just been so frustrating about this Dolphins team, it's not necessarily that there aren't elements that you like. Even if you look at their defense and say, yeah, it's kind of beefed up by taking on lousy quarterbacks. But it's the critical errors that they have made in every single one of these losses has just been, it's been mind numbing to see how they could go out there and just blow it. You even think back to the Seattle game and you're like, man, they even had their chances then and they were just so inept with not having Tua. You couldn't take advantage of getting a turnover on the six. You couldn't take advantage of making it a one-score game, but getting a crazy Zach. Because even their turnovers have been wild. Like, they don't turn over the football very much as far as creating turnovers. And the ones that they have almost been, like, fluky bad. It's been crazy. Like, bat up in the air. Fall. One was, like, Will Levis throwing it right to Emmanuel Ogba's legs. Been a very, very strange season. I will acknowledge that for this Dolphins season. It's been very strange. It has been, but it is what it is. Like, you're sitting here at a time where you're 2-5, your biggest rival's 6-2, you're walking into their building, they've dragged you, like, through the mud every single time you face this team outside of one game at the start of Mike McDaniel's tenure, and even dropping back all through Josh Allen's career. He's used the Dolphins like a chew toy. They're a plaything to him. They're not even a respectable opponent. They have gone out there every single time, and he basically is like, oh, new toy, shakes the stuffing out of him. He doesn't even respect the Dolphins as an item. And he shouldn't. He shouldn't. And, like, I don't know what legitimate thing I could tell a Dolphin fan to say, yeah, I feel good about going into Buffalo and winning that game. It's just at this point. Like, last year, going into last year's games, I felt froggy because I was like, hey, those games 2 years ago about against the Bills, those were close games. You won the game. We were laughing at the Bills fan for mocking the sun and oh, it's so hot out. Like, it just invented sun down here. You had a close game on the road in Buffalo, and then you were kind of, you showed feistiness in a playoff game with Skylar Thompson starting. But then to just get thumped the way they did last year and make it seem, nah, not even close. And then this was supposed to be the year This was supposed to be the year that Buffalo took a step back. And they're watching. They have to feel, obviously without the Super Bowls, but they have to feel like the Patriots did for so many years. We're like, oh, this is the year that the Dolphins feel a little froggy. Watch out, Patriots. This is the year the Jets feel a little froggy. And then just every year, the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills would just urinate themselves, and the Patriots didn't even have to try that hard to win the division. That's exactly how Buffalo has to be feeling right now. Like, they're sitting here. They got rid of their receivers. They got a TikToker as their number two receiver in Mac Hollins. And, you know, they're always losing defenders by the wayside. Yet somehow, this Sean McDermott, he has put Mike McDaniel in the high chair, and it's just like, here comes the airplane. You won't get any place to Tyreek Hill. Eat this, Mike McDaniel. This was supposed to be the year that the Dolphins would pass him. This was supposed to be the year the Jets would pass him. This was supposed to be a down year for the Buffalo Bills. And yet, here we sit nearly halfway through the season, and they are sitting pretty. It is insane to me that we have gotten to this point. And as much as I'd like to sit there and be like, oh, come on, like, what are the odds this misfortune is going to continue? I don't know, dude. What are the odds it's not going to continue? How can I hope that the Dolphins aren't going to be there? The thing that's going to be the most cruel is not even just getting smoked by Buffalo this weekend. All right? That would be the merciful thing to do. Go into this game, get down 2 touchdowns, have no hope. But there's some part of me that feels like,
keep it close.
There's part of me that's like, the Dolphins will go out there, they'll get a lead. They'll be tied. And then somewhere in the fourth quarter, something crazy is going to happen, and they'll blow it. I don't know what. We'll play wheel around, and we go, and it could stop on Jalen Waddle for a fumble this week. Could be the cheetah himself. Could be Tua again. I don't know.
Jason Sanders missed field goal.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that. Like that, I'm just like trying to like, what's the theme of this season? And the theme of this season has just been simply like heartbreak. You've gone into these games, and you're like, this team sucks. They should handle this. And nope. Dude, do you know how bad a team you are as the Miami Dolphins? How bad you are that you lost to a team in Indianapolis with a quarterback they didn't even want to play. Well, they forced to play him. The guy's like, I don't want to play this guy. And so, like, but you know you have to because he's the fourth pick. And so here he is. They give him 1 week, and they're like, get this kid out of here. You lost to that team. You lost to Mason mother-bleeping Rudolph.
Everybody's had bad losses, man.
Dude, not like this, though. Not like this.
I mean, dude, my team lost, and they didn't commit a turnover.
All right, maybe you guys. Maybe you guys. Maybe you guys.
Okay. How about this? We're at the halfway point. Maybe the teams we rooted for are just not as good as we thought they were going to be.
Hard to argue. I mean, like,
your record is who you are. You know, you are what your record says. And right now, 2-5, going to Buffalo, road game in the division. This is what, the fork in the road right now. Like, if you go 2-6, do you? Because I was. By the way, everybody, go check out Tobin's YouTube page on YouTube.
Thanks, man.
Channel's called Tobin. And Tobin was talking about Stephen Ross, and he put the money out this season. The man spent a ridiculous amount of money in ensuring that the pieces that needed to be here for the Dolphins to continue to make pushes for a Super Bowl title are in place. They haven't reciprocated the favor.
Not at all. Not at all. Like, here's the thing with the Stephen Ross thing with spending a lot of money, too. It's not even spending the money on Tua, okay? People who had their worries about it, I get it. Durability issue certainly bit them in the ass already. But I get that. That was going to be a hot topic. There is an element of, hey, you got to make a decision here. Is this your guy? Is this not your guy? Tua was very clearly Mike McDaniel's guy, okay? And as an organization, you have to decide which way you're going to go. But even that, like, oh, we had to give Cheetah a raise. Oh, we had to restructure Jalen Ramsey. Oh, we had to give Waddle the extension. And you're thinking to yourself, all right, so all these guys, and then Mike McDaniel got an extension on top of all of it. And I'm just, if I'm Stephen Ross, I have to be thinking to myself, I feel like I was duped. I feel like I was duped because, first of all, he hasn't gotten to do his favorite touchdown dance in a damn year.
Is he ever going to do it?
I don't know. But he hasn't gotten to do the Waddle. I've been talking about this, and everybody was like, don't you say anything about Jalen Waddle. Don't you do it. And I'm not saying it because I don't love Jalen Waddle because, again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. I wish Jalen Waddle nothing but the best. He's one of my favorite Dolphins. However, one has to wonder, where the hell is he? Where the hell is he? So, I don't know. I'm just sitting here, and I find this. I've Dade Soff says you asked if he ever made a tough catch, which I'm still waiting for evidence. You sent me one game against the Ravens, which was like he snuck it over somebody's head. I don't know, and that was 2 years ago. Dade Soff. I'm sitting here, and I wonder how does he not. If he's not frustrated, if Stephen Ross is not frustrated, because obviously he's very wealthy. He just sold 10% of his team for billions. His team, his building, his events. No one's got to go out there and worry about his money. But how are you not pissed? How? I don't know. Maybe you don't care that much. I know that he's not Jerry Jones. He doesn't do the radio shows every week. I honestly think it's probably been one of the better positive things for his PR, because whenever he did get in front of microphones, he would say some ludicrous things. So it's probably best that he doesn't say things. I'm not demanding answers from Stephen Ross because I know that they would be crazy. In fact, the one thing that he said publicly this year, the one thing he told Kim Bocamper and Steve Goldstein on the broadcast, I think this is a Super Bowl team if healthy. And I don't know how you can convince yourself of that. I don't know.
So, if you're Stephen Ross and Chris Greer and the management, and you happen to lose to Buffalo on Sunday, do you start taking calls, or are you making calls to trade some players and get some equity back for next year's draft?
Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing, Vlad. When you pay everybody, right? Like, the question is, like, who is the guy that they have that's on the cheap that you could get a lot for? Like, they don't have a Laremy Tunsil. They don't have a guy necessarily who you'd be like, oh, you could get a haul for that guy. Who's the young piece?
Because here's the thing, people seem to forget. That money that they sign, it's not for this season. They didn't start this season. It starts next season.
I know. Schmiedin says Javon Holland. And here's the thing with Javon Holland, though, Schmiedin.
You're not going to get much for him. He's banged up so much.
He's always hurt. And it's like a safety. Like, what are you getting for a safety? Like, I guess if some team thinks he's definitely, like, the piece, I guess he's the guy. But I don't think you're getting a haul for him. I think that's kind of crazy.
You're not getting second or third for Javon.
I don't think so. The only guy I think, honestly, if they lose this weekend, God, what a depressing topic to talk about. If they lose this weekend, the only guy they should do right by is Calais.
Yeah.
They should say, hey, and they shouldn't even, like, talk about the haul. They should be like, hey, where you want to go? You know, you tried. We appreciate it. You don't deserve this.
I will tell you this.
You don't deserve this. Go. Like, and wherever it is, even if he told you Buffalo, which nobody would tell you Buffalo because he's not going to want to live in Buffalo. But even if he did tell you Buffalo, you should
do
right by him.
Yeah, if he said send him to Kansas City, just send him to Kansas City.
100%. He deserves it, and he deserves that.
Let me tell you this. I don't think Calais Campbell gets more. He deserves more love. I don't think he gets the love that he deserves because you're a new person on a new team, and you've had to speak up and be the face to the media, for the franchise, to the media. He's always spoken up. He's always speaking up. And it's unfair for him because he didn't come to the situation to have to be the guy that's always have to,
nope,
to talk and be like, all right, you know, yeah, we're struggling.
Yeah.
He's always the voice of reason. He's always
class personified.
Absolutely class
leader.
Personified. And I feel bad for him because I don't think this wasn't what he was brought in for.
Definitely not. And it happens sometimes. Like, you know, it does. I get it. Like, he thought, what a great story. I'm going to get to go to my home team, my college town, and crush it. But I don't know. And El Burre says, Tobin is a rat off a ship. Look, I'm not a rat off a ship. In fact, I'm singing. I'm going down with the violins. But I'm going to just tell you, just because I'm on the ship doesn't mean I'm a rat with a lot of faith right now. I have no reason to have faith. They need to show faith. And the thing is like, the Dolphin fan, they've gotten themselves excited week after week after week. Oh, we're taking on Indianapolis this week. Should be able to handle this one. Nope, two fumbles. One from your star running back, one from your fullback. Oh, okay, well, we're getting Tua back. This should be the week. Nope, ball hits him right in the hand. Safety. Like, just bad teams, dude. Just the behavior of a bad football team. We'll take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let me tell you guys, Tortuga Music Festival is April 4th, 5th, and 6th, and we're giving you a chance to win a three-day pass. All you got to do is text the word POM to 20357. Text the word POM to 20357. You guys text that. You guys are entered to win. Go to WQAM.com for more info. It's text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Get to 15 minutes of game day uncensored here, which is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Leroy is back, but I don't know where he went. He went off. He was here. Glad he was here during the break.
Messaged us.
He messaged us. I see him. I see his chair. He's back, but he's not back.
So. You know, he had to get something to eat.
Probably had to get a sandwich or something. Yeah. I don't know. Who's to say where he's at right now? But anyway, we got World Series. That continues tonight. Game 5 from the Bronx. First pitch is set for 8:08. Crazy. I can't believe what happened last night with that dude trying to snatch off
Mookie. That was nasty work, man. Nobody better give this guy any props. I don't care. No, that's not New York fans.
The thing that's crazy is he's sitting here being like, oh, yeah, we thought this out the whole time. He's like, this is our chance.
Premeditated. Like, come on.
This is our chance. Even if you have season tickets, like, you know, foul ball, when you're not at a Marlins game, foul ball is not very common to come your way. Foul balls are not very common. Look, I was a Marlins season ticket holder. I went to every game. I had one, Vlad. I had one, and it wasn't even one that hit me. You know where I got it? Bounced off, because the Marlins had a rubber track, so it bounced off the rubber bullpen track. Boom, got it. So it's not very common, but this guy's been plotting this entire time. And he's like, this is my time.
Him and his buddy. That's the other
thing. Him and his buddy, Capabianco. That's crazy to me. All right, he's back. Hey, buddy.
What's up?
What happened? What did you read the riot act to Cleveland? Like, what was going on?
No. It was running a little late, and then I did the segment with Sean King. And then we started talking about our old stomping grounds, because he went to Tulane. And he had one of my high school coaches was coaching there. So we just start chopping it up a little bit.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
He got a little bit of that Dante Culpepper in him.
Did you refrain from yourself?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Oh, man. Come on.
How is everybody feeling? Is everybody froggy and so happy that it's now Jameis Winston over there?
You got a little bit of mix of things. Like, people like, oh, man, now we not going to be able to get a high draft pick. And I'm like, the hardest position in the world to fill is quarterback. If you got a guy that is playing the type of quarterback that you've been waiting to see, who cares about a draft pick? You got a guy on your team. I'm like, it's weird how people think sometimes, right? Like, just because you have a high draft pick don't mean that it's going to work out. Right? There's a lot of draft. Look at what San Francisco did to get Trey Young. I mean, Trey Lance. Right. You see what I'm saying? Like, it don't always work out. So you got something that's working. Why don't you just hope that it works out? And then you could get, he's only 30 years old. Joe Flacco was 38.
I don't know, dude.
What?
I don't know. Anyway.
And then Sean broke it down. Sean broke it down that we made, you know, it seem like Jameis was a turnover machine. He had that 1 year, right? Then he was going to be the starter in New Orleans. He tore his ACL. You know, at that point in time, he was 14 touchdowns, 3 picks. Since then, he's been 22 and 11.
Hmm.
So, like, while we sitting here and we have this narrative, don't let the facts and the stats get in the way of you making your point. So, yeah, that's why I got a little, so everybody's like, oh, did not know that. I said, did not know that because it didn't make your point.
Didn't Jameis Winston also, though, tell everybody on Cleveland to play for the name on the back of their jersey and the decal on their helmet, and then realized mid-speech, he goes, well, we don't have any decals.
That's just him, man. Like
hey, protect him. Listen, we must protect him.
I would say this. That as crazy as he sounds, he's always coming from a good place.
He means well.
Right? I played 18 holes with him a couple years ago.
How was that?
It just shocked at how pleasant he was.
Hmm.
You know? So people like said when I played a younger guy, I said I thought I would have maybe tried to develop the young guy, but not after I saw what I saw. Like, facts change.
The facts have changed, dude. They have.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship is next.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We got a 4-pack of Heat tickets to give you before
Hello,
the end of today's
Jennifer.
Show. Keep on listening to our
hey
show.
Guys.
Why are you smiling?
You'll see.
We got a 4-pack of Heat tickets to give you guys. We'll give that away before the end of the show. It is to Heat Kings on November 4th. We'll get to Jennifer's topics here in just a second for Rats Off a Ship. But this is kind of cool. The Miami Heat are going to honor before the game from Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. He says the Heat will honor Bam Adebayo, Nikola Jovic, and Eric Spoelstra by holding medal recognition night before Monday's game against the Kings. Adebayo and Spoelstra won gold for Team USA. Jovic won the bronze. Now, I wonder if they're going to give banners for both, because it says that the belief is Bam Adebayo is expected to get his second Olympic gold banner in the Kaseya Center rafters. He would be the first Heat player in franchise history with two such banners.
Wait a minute.
So no banner for Jovic for the bronze.
Didn't D-Wade win 2 gold medals?
No, he was on the bronze team. Remember that he was on that team and then on the Redeem team.
He didn't make the 2008 team?
2008 was the Redeem team. 2004 won bronze.
Oh, so he wasn't on 12 then?
No, LeBron was.
Ah, okay. Wow, that's weird. I'm shocked that D-Wade was on the 12 team.
Remember, he was dealing with a lot of injuries after that summer. He was like,
they won the title that year.
I know, but he was like, oh, okay, enough for me.
Okay, I got you.
That's cool. Enough basketball for me. Take a break. Whew, sit my ass down this summer. Anyway, JFig, what do we have today for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, let's begin with Bam Adebayo hitting a 3 tonight.
They're over under?
Let me see. I will.
It's a half. And let me check.
It's got to be a half, right?
Is it a prize pick? Is it a prize pick with a demon on it? .5?
Oh, yeah, let me see. I'll tell you if it's a demon.
Let's see. A little demon on it.
If it's a demon, I'm on it.
Player props. We got 4 threes. Bam Adebayo tonight. His over-under is set at a half. It's at plus +160 if you go over.
Let me see.
But I'm not rats off a ship. I'm not rats off a ship. In fact, how about this? With Cat in town, I say Bam Adebayo hits 2 3-pointers tonight. Let's get crazy. Leroy? Where are your rats? Does Bam Adebayo hit a three tonight?
I'm not rats off a ship because I've been a big fan of Bam shooting threes. However, he needs to get into some kind of groove. So maybe hitting the open three will get him going. So I'm not rats off a ship.
Jennifer?
I agree. I'm also not rats off a ship.
Hmm. All right. What about you, Vlad? You, of course, are going to be rooting from this from another angle tonight.
No, you know I'm betting money on this. I'm not rats off. I need Bam to hit some threes. Bam is, but Bam's got the, he's got the points over total that is so tempting. Like you're like, oh yeah, I'm taking the over. And then when you look at the game, you're like, wait a minute, Bam, why are you 3 points away from the hitting the mark? Why?
Over under is only 14 and a half.
That's
tonight?
What I'm saying. It's been going down. It started the season at 17. Yes.
It started like 17.
17 and a half against Orlando, and every game it's been going down.
Everyone's worried that they think it's the Terry Tyler show. Because Jimmy's getting to the free throw line.
He did get a double-double. He did get a double, though, so a double-double. So he's...
Yeah. And he's getting to the free throw line, so you know he could get at least 6 to 8 points from the free throw from the charity line.
But bro,
but just make a cut like 1-3.
Leroy, look who's in the paint tonight, dude. Come on, that dude is a turnstile. Old grandma arms.
He can shoot.
He can shoot. He can't defend a lick.
He can shoot.
He can shoot. Little cat. Bam Adebayo shootout. I got Bam hitting two tonight. He's hitting two tonight. I feel a big Bam game coming on. Telling you, I feel it. Feel it in my plums. JFig, what's number two? Don't look at me like that. You're muted, JFig.
Sorry, I was coughing. JJ Redick actually being a good coach. Whoa. The Lakers are 3-1.
Okay, dude. All right. A little bit strong here, huh? We're already saying, is he a good coach? I tell you what. You would have thought that he's the next coming of Pat Riley, the way ESPN's treating him. Did you guys hear J.J. Redick do this? Did you hear J.J. Redick do that? Well, he talks about the basketballs. He yells at LeBron. He bunting.
Hold on.
Huh?
Punting?
If you're a former colleague, you're gonna show love for your former colleague. You know? You do that, too.
Be objective. Be objective, dude. Oh, you know, let's talk hoops.
This guy's talking about objectivity.
I just want to be clear. I've never wished anything against J.J. Redick, okay? I've minus never one. Wished anything against J.J. Redick. Minus all I've one, said, is, it was just enough of J.J. Redick because he's just been all over the place. And now my greatest fears have come to light, which is J.J. Redick, head coach of the Lakers. Now there's even more J.J. Redick. And I never had anything against J.J. Redick in the first place, but it's enough of J.J. Redick. The point being is, rats off a ship. I'm not going to sit here all of a sudden and crown him a good coach 4 games in. That's ridiculous. I mean, if you would have sat here and been like, oh, make a determination, good coach, not a good coach. I'm going to say not a good coach. We'll see. We'll see. I know one thing. The guy's out there. He's just making Kodak moments out there, and he's got to go out there and do whatever LeBron tells him to do because he's a puppet. That's what he's got to do. Podcast hosting puppet.
With a 750 winning percentage right now.
For now. For now.
Anything else.
For now. What do you got, Leroy? What do you think?
I'm not rats off a ship. It's 4 games. You don't know one way or another.
JFig?
I also agree with Leroy. I'm not rats off a ship.
Vlad?
So what's the question? Are we rats off a ship because they're 3-1?
The is question he is
actually a good coach.
JJ Redick actually being a good coach is the topic.
It's too early to say. It's 4 games.
It's
too early to say.
Sounds like so you're rats off a ship.
I'm not. No, I'm not even on the boat. I'm not on the boat. Interesting. No, right. I'm still waiting.
Nobody wants to make a determination.
I need to make a determination. Exactly. For 4 games? Mm. Come on, man. What are we doing here?
Interesting.
If we did that, then, you know, Mike McDaniel would be Don Shula.
Well. Can be deceptive, can it? Can go both ways.
Can go both ways.
What's number three, Jennifer?
All right, guys, don't judge me, but there is a... Don't do that. There is a latest fashion trend that I don't approve of, but...
Are you going to show us a video?
Bum cleavage.
Bum cleavage?
Bum cleavage?
Bum cleavage.
So what, showing more of the cakes?
Showing a little...
A little cake?
A little booty crack, yep.
Wait, oh, like showing the plumber's crack?
Yep.
That's what you call that plumber's crack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Showing the plumber's crack.
That's become the latest fashion trend, apparently.
Can I see? Do you have a picture?
I don't want to get us ripped off of YouTube. But I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could peruse it on the company computer.
It depends on.
Please do it in the company computer. Hey.
It depends on how lovely the cakes are.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. And, also, and also, yeah, who's showing?
Here's what I would say.
If it was Astron, that's one thing. Yeah. But if it's.
Now you're participating, Leroy.
Let me explain something to you.
No, you can't be leaning back when you talk about this.
Yeah, don't be afraid of me.
It's never Astron. It's the big ones. Vlad, am I lying?
You're right. This man's not lying.
It's the biggins.
I will say the AAA guy who came to my house yesterday, a tall Australian guy, he was not afraid to show the cheeks. And I was like,
So you're showing those Aussie cheeks?
Wear the belt, dude.
Tall Australian guy.
Yep.
So you're saying it wasn't worth it?
Full moon.
But that's what I'm saying.
His didgeridoo.
Listen, the hot girls don't need to show nothing. It's the fringe girls that
hold
have the booty
because
out.
They be showing everything, though. What are you talking about? The whole trend now is just showing everything.
Hmm.
Wow.
I'm going to go rats off a ship because I feel like down here in Miami, they've been showing cheeks here for a long time. So if this is the latest fashion trend.
This is nothing new. Right.
Nothing new.
Nothing new here.
Yeah, I'm going to be rats off a ship, too, because that's just like when you go to the nude beach. You think you're going to see one thing there, but you see a lot of boobies hanging underneath armpits.
You've been to a nude beach?
Huh?
What?
Walking by.
Sure.
I wasn't participating.
Hollywood Beach is, I mean, all over. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, hey, they be laying in the sun like this.
What do you want them to do? Point up like
don't
rockets?
Don't let nobody catch you out there, huh?
Huh?
What do you want them to do?
Don't
point up like rockets?
Yeah, but I don't want them. I don't want them on in the sand when they land on their back.
Oh, natural.
It is, but you see, here's what you fail to realize. That don't come with a skinny girl. So I'm saying when you see that, the rest of that person should probably have some type of bathing suit on.
Interesting.
That's all I'm saying. Like you gotta. Big picture, not just
too much of a
you
big
know.
Picture.
Well, I think the big picture here is like you're wearing jeans and you're showing crack. That's what's going on.
Yeah, that means you need some bigger jeans.
Vlad, where are your rats?
Oh, I'm rats off his ship. This is a common thing down here. I don't you know, seeing butt cleavage. Come on, man.
Like seems like something Wisconsin's just catching up to.
And then the other thing is,
and like you said,
stop giving it a fancy name.
Right,
bum cleavage.
No. It's cakes.
What's number four, Jennifer?
Hostess.
That was just being radio friendly, you know?
Really?
Number four.
Yeah, we've done that.
Literally. Canes covering the spread versus Duke. They are 21.5 favorites.
I'm not rats off a ship on this. I'm a little ashamed of how I was fearful of Manny Diaz yesterday. Then I saw his dumb face, and I was like, they're going to wreck this dude. And I'll tell you what actually got me the most hyped up. Have you guys seen the Cam Ward hype video the Canes have tweeted out? Anyone?
No.
Wow. I mean, wow.
You know what I can't figure out about you?
Wow.
How fired up you get about that?
Yeah.
But then somebody else would do something like that. And you'll say too much.
I don't know. Hard to say. I don't know. My feelings are what they are. My feelings are what they are. But I'm going to tell you, by the way, Joe Rose, basically the narrator of it. A lot of Joe Rose in the hype video. Dude, it's good. I mean, they started the hit. Goosies on top of Goosies for the Cam Ward Heisman campaign. Really good. Really good. So anyway, not rats off a ship. I think I've changed my mind. They're kicking Duke's ass. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship because they look. Even though I'm a little cautious, I just think once they get it going, they're hard to stop. And I'm not going to question this team's ability to score a bunch of points under any circumstances.
Cody says, it wasn't that good. A little too much Goosies. No such thing, dude. You can either handle all the Goosies or you can't.
Where can one see this?
It's on Canes, I think, at Canes Football. I think it's pinned there.
Okay.
We can't play it. I mean, like, it's got a bunch of like stuff we'd get yanked off of tube with, but go check it out. I'm telling you. Goosies on top of goosies. JFig?
I'm not rats off the ship.
Vlad?
No, I think the U's gonna smack the crap out of Duke, because actually beating Duke is gonna be one of their better wins this season.
It will be.
Because they have a decent record.
Yep.
So beating Duke handily, because, like, you know.
I saw this McElroy yesterday. He was being all snivelly. He's like, BYU should get a lick above my hand. Shut up, dude. Okay, you don't even believe that. You could put BYU, you could put all of BYU up against, put the best BYU players of all time against the Canes. You don't believe that, Greg McElroy. You're just being sniveling.
I don't like the name.
Sniveling.
I don't like the names of the Utah colleges. Yeah. Brigham Young.
Yep.
Utah Utes.
The Utes.
The Utes of the Utah. Utes. The Utes of Utah.
What is Utah State?
I don't know.
The Fighting Jordan Loves. I think they're the Aggies, too, actually. I think they're the Aggies.
The Aggies. Yeah, they are the Aggies. That's it.
Take a break. Back after this.